be true.
Gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It is the show in a plastic rubber mask masquerading as another show. That's what it is. No, it's the network. It's the network in a rubber mask masquerading as another show. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, and it's all about free speech. No, it is the network in a rubber mask masquerading as free speech. There, I got it right. No, actually, it's really free speech. Everybody else is wearing a rubber mask. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send badly needed fundage to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Phone it in to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Operators are standing by. All right. That sounded like the pharmaceuticals commercial of free speech with all that fast talk at the end. Anyway, this is part two of the Patrick and Jeremy Show. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Patrick. I was going to say we're the Mythbusters of all free speech, because not all free speech is true. And I think we do a good job, not only us, but people at RBN and hosts, of combing through all of the craziness that we have to comb through and providing you with the best reporting on these facts and stories as we can muster. So, the Mythbusters. Oh, by the way, Book of the Week, if you want to donate $100 or more, America's God and Country, Encyclopedia of Quotations by William J. Federer. $100 will get you in on the Book of the Week. Also, $250 will get you Mike Gaddy's quilt. It's a giant rebel flag. It's cool. And if you look at the picture of it on RBN, there's a little doggy sitting on the quilt, the rebel flag quilt. So you can go to the RBN homepage and check out the details on that. $250 gets you the Rebel Madman quilt. So, Patrick, part two of the show. Where are we going?
Okay, on yesterday's show, part one, we talked extensively about the Jewish tunnels in Brooklyn under the Chabad Lubavitch Center, and we talked about the mysterious disappearance of Lloyd Austin. Given that by this show that we're recording now isn't going to air for another 19 hours or so, and a lot of things could come up, I'm just going to refer people to the last shows. Who knows, by the time this show airs, we might find out all sorts of stuff about those first two stories, unless you think there's something else that needs to be said.
Okay, there is something that needed to be said. We discussed in part one a little bit of James Fetzer's theory that if Lloyd Austin is dead, they might bring in a actor in a rubber mask to play his role. And I should have said, actually, he already is wearing a rubber mask, just like all the others from the Planet of the Apes.
No, I think we covered both accounts in the most classy manner. And it's hard because, you know, keeping on top of all this is really difficult when there's so much disinformation. But like a midget at a urinal, we're just going to have to keep on our toes.
Okay. I never thought of that. All right. So where's other?
I got to give credit to Leslie Nielsen from The Naked Gun for that joke.
There's a lot of good one-liners. There's a lot of good one-liners in those movies.
Oh, yeah. January 6th, like a severe STD, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. There were January 6th fugitives caught in Florida. Now, this is a little bit of an older one, but it still checks out. NBC News, FBI captures three January 6th fugitives at a Florida ranch on the third anniversary of the Capitol attack. So this was published on January 6th. I haven't had a chance to cover it yet.
Attack.
NBC. So FBI executed 3 federal arrest warrants. So what happened was these 6 people, I guess they were indicted and then they were released and supposed to show back up to federal court, and they fled to a ranch in Florida. And the FBI has tracked them down. So obviously they didn't flee very good enough. The fugitives, Daniel Pollock, Olivia Pollock, Joseph Daniel Hutchinson. Okay, so these are 3 people, which the 3 warrants were executed on. Apparently there's 3 more people that weren't named here. All right. They're scheduled to appear in Florida on the 8th. So that was yesterday, and I haven't followed up on this yet. I might do that when we get a break here. Like we mentioned last night, on In Plain Sight, anybody that was even just there, the FBI pings their cell phones and gives them a visit, not necessarily an arrest, but I would imagine their treatment is based on their social media, because all their social medias, I'm sure, were combed through with a fine tooth comb, probably using AI. And anything that's racist or anti-Semitic that's brought up, you know, I'm sure will be used as a reason to attack them further on bogus charges. But these particular 3 fled. So, you know, what would the charge? The charge would be, you know, what, failure to show, felonies. So they got these guys. But it's just not going to stop, is it? It's not going to stop with the January 6th stuff. They're going to keep on going, and I'm sure there's going to be more arrests even a decade from now. There's probably going to be more on this, unless something drastically changes. You got a take? You got a take on January 6th debacle?
Well, it is a debacle. Maybe, you know, so we have when are the Iowa caucuses? They're within the next 2 weeks, I think. We do have an election coming up. And while with Trump, you really can't count on him for anything, but you never know. And maybe kind of like it may be realistic to hope that if nothing else, if he becomes president again, he at least pardons the January 6th people.
A little late. Okay. Yeah. We were wanting him to do it before he lost, before he was, you know, left office.
But should have.
Sure. Well, talking about these 3 people, though, I mean, if this report is correct, and I'm assuming they have this on video because they have their faces in the NBC article, and they have like still shots of them at the event. Jonathan Pollock is accused of federal authorities by helping breach a barricade and assaulting officers. He grabbed one officer by the waist, pulled him down, and punched him, another one in the face. And then he stole a police officer's shield. Christopher Doolin and Steve Perkins were both convinced at bench trials. Okay, these are the other 2 people that the article didn't mention in the beginning. So, I mean, if they're doing stuff like that, you know, anybody that did any type of destruction or violence, I mean, they got them. You can't do stuff like that. You know, it's not like these particular 3 didn't just walk in. They were caught on video actually doing damage. And, you know, we were thinking that a lot of the people that did damage and that, you know, were on the payroll of the FBI, provocateurs, and these 3 very well could have been. They very well could have been on the payroll, and the FBI turned on them, didn't fulfill their end of the bargain, and now they ran. That's a possibility. You know? Because, you know, you can promise someone the moon, and once they do your dirty work, I mean, you just throw them under the bus. Probably that's where I'm leaning with this. NBC goes on to say that more than 1,200 defendants have been charged. So that number is growing, like, by the week, I think. 1,200 defendants have been charged in connection with the January 6th, quote, attack, unquote, on the U.S. Capitol. Hundreds of additional rioters have been identified, but not yet arrested. Matthew Graves is the top federal prosecutor in Washington, top Washington prosecutor. He said that scores of new cases are on the way, scores. So again, not going to stop. No no pursuance, and you know this is so cliche to say it, but no pursuance of Black Lives Matter rioters that destroyed federal buildings and didn't hurt people and all that. Matter of fact, you try to fight them, then you're going to get arrested and charged, just like the kid in what was that state?
Kyle Rittenhouse in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. This is on the tip of my tongue. I was trying to think of the city.
Kenosha,
Wisconsin. Thank you. It's been a long day because this is Tuesday night.
Sure has.
Right. Anyway, also, every arrest that's publicized and plastered all over the news is meant to hurt the campaign, hurt Trump's campaign. I'm sure, because this is going to be thrown up. And, you know, we already have states like, what was it, Colorado's got him off the ballot, which, as you stated, people don't understand that they can just ride him in. But still.
Biden is not on the ballot in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Is that over the Israel-Palestine thing?
No, that is because New Hampshire's got too many white people. So Biden, he wanted South Carolina to be the first state to vote. And yeah. South Carolina set their primary for the beginning of February. But New Hampshire has been the first state to vote for so long in terms of primaries, and Iowa in terms of caucuses. So I know he's not on the ballot in New Hampshire. I don't think he's on the ballot in Iowa either. I think he's basically boycotting those two because they're too white. And he wanted more black people to be voting in South Carolina.
Well, as much as we criticize Biden and mock him, I mean, you got to give it to him. He is a dusty old white guy. He's so white, you know, other than his anti-white rhetoric, of course. But he's the type of guy, you know how Sanford & Son didn't leave anybody out? Like they made fun of the Chinese guy, the Polak, the blacks that made fun of their own culture. And they made fun of the big white guy that was the cop. Mm-hmm. You know, and every time he made a statement, Smitty, the black cop partner, had to translate it into Ebonics for Fred and Lamont.
Oh, really? I don't remember that. That's funny.
Yeah. You know, on San Francisco, there was two cops. The black cop was Smitty, and the white cop, I'm trying to think of his name. I'll look it up later. But the white cop was like stereotypical, like goofy, doesn't know his own surroundings type white guy. And he would come in and tell Fred and Lamont, and he would use all this police lingo and this really educated lingo. And Lamont and Fred would look at each other puzzled. And then they would look at Smitty, the black cop, and the black cop would break down what the white cop said into Ebonics, into ghetto speech, so they could understand. It was hilarious. Anyway, I picture Biden.
Leslie Nielsen movies, you remember, where the stewardess had to talk to these two blacks, and then the old lady said, "Oh, excuse me, I speak jive. Shall I translate for you?"
That was Leave It to Beaver's mother. June?
Was that Leave It to Beaver's mother?
Yeah.
June Cleaver.
Yeah, I don't know the actress's name, but that's who it was.
About that.
Yeah, look it up.
I didn't recognize her.
Lots of interesting things, though, in this campaign year. We don't have to worry about 2024 being boring. I'm sure it's going to be every bit as exciting. I'm searching for the word as 23. It's like they try to outdo each other. It's like the system tries to outdo itself every year. I'm speaking of it as if it's an entity, but go with it. It's fun.
It's like the system is a drug addict, and it keeps going for bigger and bigger highs, bigger and bigger thrills.
Oh, war in Ukraine and dead Palestinian babies is not good enough for you? I think we can go full-out war with Iran and China. You know, hold my beer. That's what the system says. Although it probably drinks adrenochrome. Hold my adrenochrome.
Oh, my God. And they're bringing back the COVID masks.
Yeah, that's going to be a thing. We could have a good mixture of war in Ukraine, dead Palestinian children, hospitals bombed, COVID could come back. I'm sure it will for the election. World War III, I mean, the only thing that would top all that is a nuclear explosion in a city, God forbid. But I wouldn't put it past. this group of elites, whoever they are. But you know, the anti-Semitism is unhinged. It's just it's going completely out of control, and especially as more light hopefully is shed on these Jewish tunnels, it's going to get bad this year. It's going to get real bad. I got one of the bottom of the shelf articles. Kentucky starts a task force against anti-Semitism. I would imagine many states are doing this. But it was funny that it happened in Kentucky. This from WKMS. Democratic Senator Karen Berg of Louisville, Kentucky, joined the state's anti-Semitism task force and spoke on this issue this is back in 2023, December 21st, so this is old. Anyway, Andy Beshear announced the formation of the anti-Semitism task force at a press conference. Apparently, there's been too many people in Kentucky that don't like to see hospitals bombed in Palestine and that don't agree with total ethnic cleansing because of my chosen people. So not all of us here are Christian Zionist, backwood, redneck, America first, four-wheel drive, driving, beer drinking, you know, morons. There are some people that see through it. And to the extent that this task force had to be created,
The anti-noticing task force.
The governor did note that several Kentucky synagogues were targeted in a nationwide rash of bomb threats back in December against Jewish communities. That's probably a what you doing, Rabbi type thing. If, you know, all the other anti-Semitic threats are to be any indication. It's a scary time to be Jewish, Beshear said. Particularly when you have kids or grandkids who are most affected. No, that was Jonathan Miller. State Treasurer Jonathan Miller said it's a scary time to be Jewish. He's also a member of a Lexington synagogue. Oh, not Miller, Milla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jonathan Miller. That's who it is.
But honestly, and there's the report from the Daily Stormer of this black girls basketball team play in Yonkers, up in Yonkers. They played a Jewish girls basketball team, and apparently in the third quarter they started saying things like I stand with Hamas, or you know, things like that. I stand with Hamas, and one allegedly called one of the Jewish players an effing Jew. I'm with Hamas, you effing Jew, something like that. And of course that caused the basketball coach to be fired, and the principal of Roosevelt High School to issue an apology, and all of this, and everybody's bending over backwards. But you know, has there been anything actual concrete that's happened? You know, you hear about Jewish students on campus being afraid, right? They're being afraid. But I'm not aware of any actual violence that has been inflicted on them.
It's been a while. What was it back in 2019? Wasn't there a guy that shot up a synagogue here in, was it California? You know what I'm talking about.
There's one in Pennsylvania. The guy who shot up a synagogue in Pennsylvania.
Okay, that's what it was.
Of life. And I don't actually know what happened to him. I didn't follow that story. I know President Trump went to visit and he wasn't welcomed.
Right.
Maybe the synagogue welcomed him, but the local politicians didn't.
And I'm going to go out on a limb and say someone like that, people that do these shootings, I don't think it's far-fetched to say that they have been groomed, probably by a three-letter agency. And lots of drugs administered. I don't think I'm far off the mark to say something like that.
Well, so the guy had a manifesto, and although I didn't read the whole thing, and I don't know how much of it I read, but I do know that he referred to the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society.
A life of danger. to everyone he meets.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
The guy had a manifesto, and although I didn't read the whole thing, and I don't know how much of it I read, but I do know that he referred to the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. And in fact, the synagogue had been involved with the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. I think that's why he chose it. And, you know, they're bringing in all of these foreigners. And I remember seeing on one of the coverage of it, a Jew who was being interviewed saying, "How could anybody be against us? Look at all the good we do. Look at all the refugees we're bringing here." And he said that with a completely straight face, and apparently unaware that that's exactly why this person targeted the synagogue. Now, obviously, you know, it's bad enough. It's bad enough. We get hurt enough by fake attacks on the Jews to have a real attack. And I do say this is, I'm sure that this was a real attack. That's even worse. Obviously, that's, you know, there's attacks on Jews don't help us at all. And they're, you know, these inflicting violence on other people. There might be times of war or whatever, but we're not in the time of war here. It's unacceptable. But But when you look at that, all the stuff that the Jews have been doing to our society and other societies, the level of philo-Semitism, philo, loving Jews, is off the charts. Let's just look at that. I mean, look at you've got the Christian Zionists who are all in support of them. You've got your mainstream liberals who are all in support of them. It's just like the woke non-white liberals, or woke non-white progressives. They're not even talking about Jews so much. They're just anti-Israel, but they're not anti-Jewish. And I don't know. It's just amazing. What was the guy's name? Joel Stein, who had written an article saying that he's never been so angry because the Goyim don't understand that they're being ruled by Jews. We totally control Hollywood. I can't believe how stupid Americans have become. Jews totally run Hollywood. And I don't care if people know it. All I care is that we get to keep on running things. Right? He wrote that. And he talked about having grown up in the philo-Semitic bubbles of New York and San Francisco. But really, I mean, the whole country is pretty philo-Semitic. There's very little anti-Semitism in America. There really is. And especially when you consider everything they're doing. They can do it.
The tables are turning a little on that. I mean, in my lifetime, I've not seen this level of protest against Israel in particular. And it's kind of a backhanded protest to Jewish power in general, isn't it? It's framed as white people in Israel doing colonialism and genocide of brown people, but
doing white supremacy at the Palestinians. But you hear the people, especially the white people who are involved. You'll hear people like Mersheimer. You'll hear people like Scott Ritter. Maybe Scott Ritter's starting to change a little bit, but it seems like everybody who's very much against what Israel's doing, still bending over backwards to saying, well, it's not Jew. It's not all Jews, or it's not the Jews. It's just these neocons, or it's just these Zionists. They bend over backwards not to seem to be leveling any criticism whatsoever at the bulk of the Jewish community. They're trying to be very narrowly focused on just a narrow segment of the Jewish community. But, I'm against all violence against people. I'm very anti-violence. But in terms of responsibility, the broad Jewish community has a great deal of responsibility for what's going on with regards to Israel, what's going on with regards to immigration, what's going on with regards to the anti-white agenda. They have a very, even people who aren't Jews, who aren't political, still tend to help enforce the taboo on the discussion of Jewish power. And the taboo on the discussion of Jewish power maintains Jewish power, and it maintains all of these very, very harmful policies that are destroying our country, and frankly, that are very bad for human civilization and for the planet.
Right, and if you're at any kind of protest, as you mentioned before, and there's a Jewish person there protesting, the same thing, like anti-war, even in this case, the treatment of Palestinians, it's less likely to turn anti-Semitic if there are other Jews in the room protesting the same thing. So even if they're not consciously doing it, they're acting as a wall against anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk,
real people, because you can handle the truth.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act, the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
If there are other Jews in the room protesting the same thing. So even if they're not consciously doing it, you know, they're acting as a wall against anti-Semitism.
Yeah. And, you know, we're talking about anti-Semitism. What does it even mean? If you're having honest, legitimate criticism of Jewish behavior, is that anti-Semitism? Because it seems the way Jews... I mean, on the one hand, they want to have a definition of anti-Semitism as hatred of Jews for no reason. But on the other hand, they attack anybody who makes any criticism of Jewish behavior, regardless of the veracity and the truth of the accusation, as being anti-Semitic.
Hmm.
Right? So what's,
you know, of course, it's a word just designed to shut down conversation. But as you're pointing out, they've got such a wide application to it. Anything can be anti-Semitic. I could read the New Testament, portions of the New Testament, specifically John 8, Acts 14, 2, 2 Thessalonians 2. I could read stuff like this out in the UK and be arrested just for simply reading about the apostles speaking of Jewish power against the early church.
So... The ADL, it maintains lists of anti-Semitic tropes and anti-Semitic symbols and whatnot. You know what the new anti-Semitic symbol is?
No, what is that?
Cement truck. No, but it
are
is.
You sure?
Yeah, the ADL came out with it. I'm sure. You know, the Greta Thunberg was under attack recently, or a couple of months ago, for having a one of these autism mood octopuses. I've got them. Some Nigerian guy gave me a couple. I thought I might have given them to Goodwill, but I found them. I've got these two mood octopuses. And, you know, they're reversible. And you can, you know, if you have it one way, it's smiling. And then if you push the head back into its tentacles and it comes out the other side, then it's frowning. And these are used by autistic people to communicate their mood. At least that's what Greta Thunberg says, and she ought to know. And so she had one of these mood octopuses on a chair when she was holding up a sign saying, like, stop the bombing of Gaza or something like that. And she had some of her, you know, friends, men, women, and trannies standing around with similar signs, one of them saying, this Jew doesn't stand with Israel or something like that. Or, this Jew stands with the Palestinians. And there was a photo of that. And because she had the octopus there, the ADL came out and said that that she was anti-Semitic, because octopuses are a well-known anti-Semitic trope. Octopuses have a long history of anti-Semitism. So there's that. Oh, you know what else is on their list? And we'll can get you, like, kicked off of Twitter. Fire extinguishers.
Oh, I remember.
Do you know what that's from?
Yeah, some dude took a fire extinguisher and what did he shoot with it? Some Jewish symbol, right?
The menorah.
He put out the menorah.
I was going to say the Christmas menorah. It's obviously not a Christmas menorah.
The anti-Christmas menorah.
That's a goyism for you, the Christmas menorah.
Christmas menorah is like Judeo-Christian. That's contradiction in terms.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's so much that's anti-Semitic now. So obviously 14 is anti-Semitic. 8 is anti-Semitic. 1488 is anti-Semitic. You know, all these numbers are anti-Semitic. Animals, the octopus, the cement truck, and the fire extinguisher. It just goes on. Oh, and the okay sign. You know, all these hand gestures are anti-Semitic. You can't do the okay sign.
Well, it's white supremacy. That's another definition that it's a sliding rule. I mean, the OK symbol, that's Bowie, Eddie Murphy, Bowie on Saturday Night Live. OK.
When they started, and I was helping David Duke with his website, I started using that buckwheat OK for the featured image of his shows.
Yeah.
Because it's funny. Nice. And because Eddie Murphy is funny.
He is. Eddie Murphy was a pioneer in black comedy. But it's come to the point where conservative states are now having to form these anti-Semitic commissions. By the way, I just wanted to read this list real quick. Bashir, back to Kentucky, appointed Miller as the chair of the task force. Let me just read these names. I have not early blocked any of them, but a couple of them are obvious. Other members include Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg.
Oh, God.
Democratic Senator Karen Berg. State Representative Daniel Grossberg.
A lot of Louisville,
huh?
A lot of Bergs.
Louisville Rabbi Beth Jekowitz Kotner. And then here's the only oddball in the whole list. Dr. Muhammad Babar. So there's one guy. I'm sure he's a Middle Eastern or maybe Indian.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know, for diversity's sake. I mean, all of the Bolsheviks weren't Jewish, right? Only 85% or so. they had to have people of color in the Bolsheviks just to say they weren't racist.
Totally not racist.
Well, I think we've beat that dead horse. Let's see what else we have here. And I'm going through prep that we haven't gotten to yet. So if you got something else that's more pertinent, you know, no, please hit me with it.
I don't.
Well, I did want to follow up on this guy. Back to the January 6th thing. Remember the dude that went to Belarus? January 6th Capitol riot suspected by the FBI was granted refugee status in Belarus. It's an older article.
Okay.
But I found that fascinating. Evan Newman. Newman is under federal indictment for the U.S. for more than a dozen charges related to the Capitol insurrection, quote unquote. But Belarus, a Russian neighbor to Ukraine, a Russian ally and neighbor to Ukraine, has granted him asylum, saying he's under its protection indefinitely. Again, this is from earlier in 23, but I never did follow up on the guy. I just heard he went there. I didn't ever get the follow-up on it. He said he's grateful and it's bittersweet, like eating cranberries, Newman said in a video. I would suggest that you wash those cranberries down with a good Russian vodka martini and maybe ride a couple of tractors and play hockey. That'll help you get over that bitterness.
If you do that, you'll never get COVID.
Right.
You'll have a strong immune system.
Well, and the reason I looked this up, my contractor was talking to me. He's of like mind. He's listened to our show. He likes it. He's also a big Alex Jones listener, but he can't tolerate Alex a lot of the time. No offense, Mr. Jones. But this contractor was asking me. He's like, man, is there anywhere you could run? Like, is there another country or anywhere you could go to if the system comes down on you? And I'm like, well, there's Belarus. Possibly Russia, and I shared with him this article. But I told him, like, here in West Kentucky, West Tennessee, I mean, this is really one of the best places to be. And I can't speak to other conservative rural areas, but it really is a good place. I mean, the law enforcement here, the deputies, sheriffs didn't enforce COVID. Now, the state troopers did. But, you know, they're busy. They're not as prevalent in the small towns and counties. It's just, it's not woke. There are several small towns where BLM was not allowed to riot back in the summer of Floyd. And I said, you know, if they really want to come after you, regardless of whether you have social media, it can be done. I mean, think about the guy that says, I don't have a cell phone. I don't have social media. Have you ever had an email? Well, then you've got a digital footprint. You know, have you ever went to Walmart and used your debit card at the self-checkout? They have cameras. And I think that's one of the huge purposes of these cameras. Now, Walmart, think, you know, their purpose is to catch shoplifters, I'm sure. But I'm sure there's a database where your facial features are collected and stored. And should you ever become a target of this system that we so disaffectionately talk about, even if you don't have social media, you know, they can, bam, they got your bank account. They got everything you've ever bought. A lot of times, even if you pay cash, that stuff can be tracked. So it really would be hard to hide from the system, much less fight it with kinetic energy. So I don't know. This gets us back to one of the, you know, recurring questions. What's the answer? I don't see voting our way out. Right? There's got to be a social change. We've got to reach critical mass where just the majority of people say enough. And I think that can be done with, you know, getting information out, taking advantage of this, you know, the protesters on the left that are seeing the violence in Palestine. I think that's a start. I don't know. What say you, Patrick?
I don't know if we're ever going to get all the way out, but we got to deal with stuff as best we can, and we've got to use whatever means and tools are available. So it doesn't matter. Like if you're in a ton of debt, if you're in a lot of debt, maybe taking on a second job isn't going to get you out of debt, but it may be part of it. Maybe cutting back on your,
electricity usage or whatever isn't, but you got to do as much as you can. And maybe you're not going to get all the way out of debt, but maybe at least you can get it under control. So I don't know. I don't know if we're ever getting out of this all the way, but it can get worse. It can get a lot worse. It can get a little worse. It can get a little better without getting all the way out of it. And so, I intend on voting. I will likely vote for Donald Trump. But for instance, if Donald Trump had Nikki Haley as his running mate, and if it was an election between Donald Trump, a Trump-Haley ticket on the one hand, and a Brandon Chlamydia ticket on the other hand, honestly, at this point, I would vote for Brandon and Chlamydia. Because what's the point? Nikki Haley, if she's his running mate, she is assassination bait. If she is vice president, he's getting knocked off. He will be snuffed out. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He needs somebody who's going to be assassination insurance, you know. And I don't particularly like Tucker. I don't like Ramaswamy that much, but they're not assassination bait, at least. So I don't, and Nikki Haley, I think it's the worst. So you can't vote your way out, but I think you still got to vote, because voting is going to help shape the environment. But yeah, like you said, I think the most important thing is being able to talk about what's really happening and talk about Jewish power in particular, because Jewish power is the most important thing. We wouldn't be having most of these problems that we're talking about if it wasn't for Jewish power. It doesn't matter that, you know, there are non-Jews involved in starting these wars. Yeah, there are non-Jews involved in it, but without the Jewish power, these wars wouldn't be being started. The same with the corona apocalypse, you know, the vaccine mandates, the same with the Black Lives Matter. It wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for Jewish power. Of course, there are others who are participating in it, but it's Jewish power that's really critical here. It is necessary for these things to be going forward. So, and the discussion of Jewish power is the destruction of Jewish power. So that's why I want to discuss it. The discussion of Jewish power is the destruction of Jewish power.
And there's a lot of discussion now that's leading people into a plethora of red pills. I think that's why you're seeing such a crackdown. You know, you hear them talking about crackdown on misinformation, whether it's COVID or this Israeli-Palestine genocide. And why would they want to crack down if it didn't matter what we said? You know, why try to police the internet like they do? Why have commissions on anti-Semitism? You know, why have laws in states like Tennessee and Florida? Here, I spoke too soon. I said West Tennessee was a good place to live. Well, maybe except for that law where you could be prosecuted for hate speech for your anti-Semitic remarks. I think that's why they're seeing them scramble and crack down so hard in forming these commissions and, you know, coming out with these totalitarian speech laws, is they know that talking about it works and helps. And, you look at the case of COVID, I think the vaccine agenda fell apart. I think it wasn't as successful as they wanted it to be, especially when people started dropping dead. I don't think they wanted people to drop dead from clots, young people. I think they wanted to sterilize them. And you can't get everybody to take it if people are getting sick and dying from it. I've not seen the vaccine agenda come back. I don't see it, you know, pushed like it was a couple of years ago even. And I think that's because we've been able to talk about it. Information's been shared. And, you know, enough people just said, no, we're not doing it. And so it made the corporations have to back down on some of the stringent mandates. I don't know, would you agree with that talking about the COVID stuff really helped to curtail a lot of the measures they were taking?
Yeah, but of course, notice how hard they tried to shut down talk, right?
Yeah.
You know, you had very prominent people. You had like John Ioannidis, not to be confused with Johnny Unitas, the football player, but John Ioannidis, who is like a department chair at Stanford University Medical Department. And you
you try putting something he says on YouTube, and you'd have your videos taken down. You know, very prominent people were just being censored, completely censored by YouTubers. And who at YouTube knows more about the subject matter than John Ioannidis or Newt, what was the guy's name? The guy at Rockefeller University, or Scott Atlas, or that the Indian guy from Stanford, whose name I don't remember, but who started the what was it called? The oh gosh, you know, I haven't eaten all day, and my head is kind of mush.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Indian guy from Stanford, whose name I don't remember, but who started the what was it called? Oh gosh, you know, I haven't eaten all day, and my head is kind of mush. The Barrington Declaration, I think that was called the Barrington Declaration, or the Great Barrington Declaration, that had literally hundreds of professionals from high profile you know, medical centers signing on to it, saying that the policies around COVID are not good. They're not good policies, and they're not. They were horrible policies. But are they going to bring it back? Is there a possibility? I think they are going to try to bring it back for the election and just in general. I think they might try to bring this back.
They're going to have to do something because this is really going to be an S show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I don't see how they're going to pull off. They're not going to pull off Biden winning again. I'm with Fetzer on this one. They're going to replace him with a handsome Newsom. But, and they're not going to want Trump back in power. As much as he may have Jewish hooks in him, they definitely don't want him. That's been demonstrated. So it's going to be a very interesting year. Speaking of Biden, I've got this, speaking of Biden and attacks on places, Biden evokes Dylann Roof, compares Trump to Dylann Roof. According to ABC News, I got this off the Stormer.
They've got totally different haircuts.
Yeah. Biden has not been able to pull off the bowl haircut. I don't think he ever could have. He was pretty thin back in the 70s, even though he's accused of having plugs.
He does.
Yeah, and pictured here in this article from ABC News is Lobes Biden. This is the Biden with Lobes. His very first visit to an early voting state this year, President Joe Biden on Monday in Charleston, South Carolina, warned MAGA Republicans, led by Donald Trump. He told them that Trump tried to steal an election, and now they're trying to steal history. He called white supremacy a poison that continues to haunt the nation. And he was at Mother Emanuel Church, where Roof shot that up, right? And he was comparing Trump to Roof, basically saying, I guess he's trying to say that Trump's rhetoric like what Trump is doing now, that type of rhetoric is what led to Roof shooting up a black church in 2015. That's what he wanted to say, but it didn't come out like that. It came out as Trump is Dylann Roof. White and supremacy is a poison.
Didn't he get heckled by the parishioners because of Gaza?
Yeah, that's interesting. Catching that at the end of the article here. So that's something that we've been talking about. Black people that Jews cater to are now turning on them over this issue, as our blue-haired tranny leftists. Just another indication about it's falling apart for the Biden and anybody. You know, you could. It's not falling apart for the Republican side, the Christian Zionist side, because they're all for Israel. So even if Trump gets up there and does his pro-Israel shtick, you know, his supporters aren't going to drop. But the Biden supporters and any Democrat that's pro-Israel are going to get some blowback this year. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that part up in the article. Got heckled over Gaza.
Okay, well, we are getting close to the end of the show.
Yeah, I think that's all I have. I blew through the prep in the bottom of the shelf.
Yeah.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle